Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, that's me, employee of the day, I think you'll find. It's rubbish, you don't get anything, like no trophy, you don't even get a badge or anything. But thanks, Greg, for making me employee of the day. Good afternoon, it's Scott on Radio 1. How are you?
Podcast.
Oh, I spoke to my mum last night.
That's nice.
She says hi.
I've never met her before.
No, but she always...
Does she really say hi or
no,
not?
No, she does. Have you
I
not met my mum?
I don't even know her, no.
All right.
I've met your dad.
Oh, God, not again.
What?
Right, you know, my dad was on holiday with me.
Mm. Have you got any pictures?
Right, have you not seen the pictures?
No.
I thought you said you'd been looking at someone online.
I saw the ones of you and Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
That wasn't your dad.
I miss Ronald McDonald. We should have him back in this country.
I love the fact you went on holiday and all you did was take pictures of you and...
Because in Thailand, he's on everywhere. I've got, look there, my screensaver at the moment is Ronald McDonald and me. There's another, do you want to see another one?
Did you go to any Thai restaurants?
Yeah, some. There's me and Ronald McDonald on a bench, him sitting down.
Right.
I've got loads.
Anyway, my mum's been on and she has booked a holiday.
Has she?
She's going on a cruise.
Oh.
And see, I quite fancy that.
No.
I'm not with her. I'm not invited. She's going with Ray. But I'm just saying, am I too young to go on a cruise? Isn't it just for older people? Do you think?
No, I think young people go on cruises, but I would...
Do they, though?
I've not met anyone that's been on a cruise who's, like, under 50. I'd quite like to try it.
No.
Why?
Because I just don't like boats.
I do.
A ferry scares me.
No, I love the ferry.
No.
That bit where you have to rush to the restaurant and get there first, because there's a massive queue. And if you don't get there first, then by the time you've got your food, you're docking. And there's on the posh ones, like, because there's a cinema...
Is there?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't know any of this, because the one time, a couple of times that I have been on a ferry, there's just the smell really puts me off, and then I go to my seats, literally sit there with my eyes closed and hope it ends really soon.
There's a gift shop. You can buy all the Toblerone you want. Absolutely. Sometimes there's like a cabaret act, normally a duo called something like Double Vision. Really good. But I'm not sure about a cruise, because they last ages.
You wouldn't be able to... Can you get off or not?
No, I don't think you can. I'm scared of trying it, because what if I don't like it? I'm trapped. I don't want to be stuck on it for 2 weeks, vomiting into a sick bag while Jane McDonald sings. Is she still on them? Anyway, if you've been on a cruise and you're, like, you know, fairly young, could you text me and let me know what it's like, please? 81199. I'm not inviting myself along, Mum, by the way, if you're listening. I will go on my own one at some point. I'm not coming with you and Ray.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, so many young people have been on a cruise. This is immense. Look at the text coming in. That was Sugar Babes and Wear My Kiss. I've got an idea. Why don't we take this show on a cruise? Think about it, right? Us. You, me, one doesn't speak.
I might have to be off that week.
No, imagine it, right? We take some Radio 1 listeners with us, and you can win a chance to be on our boat. We just cruise around the West Indies. You and me can do the entertainment in the evening.
If to save money, I won't come. I'm happy to do that.
We can pretend we're Kate Moss and Lily Allen.
Who am I? Boat. Matt Bellamy?
What?
Am I Matt from Muse?
Why are you Matt from Muse?
Because he was on the cruise, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah, he was on the boat with Lily
with
Allen.
With them?
Last week.
Yeah, you're Matt
seen that because you were on holiday.
Hello!
Hello!
Who's this?
Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Where are you?
I'm on the M54 on the way home.
Sorry about that. Anyway, how can I help?
I texted him earlier about the cruises.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 23 and I've been on two. I'm going one again in July.
Do you love it?
Yeah, they're just like one big party.
And you're 24, right? 23.
23. I'm going to be 24 in April. They're just like one big party the whole time you're there.
But isn't it just like full of grannies and stuff?
No, there's hardly any old people on mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
It's just like nightclubbing. We went on one round, I've been one round Europe, and then I went on one in the Caribbean.
Amazing.
They're just like one big party ship the whole time.
One question that might put me off.
Yeah.
Can you get TV?
Yeah, in your room, yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, you get radio as well.
Yeah, I'm not bothered about that. Can you get TV?
Yeah, you can get TV, yeah. You can watch games and stuff like that.
You can watch what?
you can watch all the matches and stuff, like football matches and everything.
Oh, you're like
oh,
that.
Oh, great. All right, well, I'll consider it. All right, and would you be up for coming on a cruise if we took the show on one?
I'm there, yeah,
okay,
definitely.
All right, I'll think about it. Love you.
Bye, thank you. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. I know there are some headlines in papers and in online news that when you read them, you just go, wow, that is amazing. I must read that story. The headline just draws you in. I think it's quite a tough job. Like, the person that has to make up those headlines that go online and in the papers, because in one, like, line, you've got to get the entire message across and really kind of, like, draw people in. And just in one headline, make people think, yep, I need to read the rest of that story, because that is a great headline. I found from the website Digital Spy my favourite headline in some time.
The headlines.
These are the headlines.
The headlines this morning.
The story is making headlines.
In the headlines.
The headlines.
The headlines.
The headlines.
Mr. Hudson still uses public transport. That, what a brilliant headline. As soon as I saw that, I was like, I need to click on that. I need to see that story. Turns out, he's not received any money yet from his success of his song, Supernova, and he still uses public transport. There's no Bentley outside my house, says Hudson. That's a good headline.
Does he say which public transport? Does he get the bus or the train?
No, it doesn't say. Oh. If you've seen Mr. Hudson on a bus lately, text 81199 and start your message with the word news. Here's my other favourite headline. The Mercury talks to an award-winning Radio 1 funny girl, Becky Huxtable. I clicked on that straight away.
That was a good one.
She makes millions of listeners laugh with her daily antics, producing the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1, and now Bridgewater funny girl Becky has an award to show for it. Funniest radio psychic. I forgot
you to... You just completely ignored the fact that I'd won the award, didn't you?
Congratulations.
Thanks.
This all happened when I was away, did it?
Mm.
How was it?
It was good. Quite embarrassing, but it was good. Right. But that headline didn't make people read it as much as the top, you know, when it says, like, top five most read news stories.
Online?
Yeah, I was only second, because the top one was Lamb Born with Two Heads.
So that's another one I would have clicked on straight away.
But I was better than Ladder Causes Motorway Closure.
Well done. Really good.
The headlines.
These are the headlines.
The headlines this morning.
The story is making headlines.
In the headlines.
The headlines.
The headlines.
The headlines.
Seriously, if you can find me a better headline than Mr. Hudson still uses public transport, get in touch right now.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hello? Hello? Oh.
Hang on a minute. I'm doing this wrong.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, good. That's sorry. Operator error. Who's this, please?
It's Cal.
All right, Cal, where are you?
I'm in London.
How can I help?
Well, I was just saying I saw Mr. Hudson, actually my mate saw him, on the 13B or 13A bus in Islington the other day.
Oh, so he does get the bus?
Well, that's what my mate said. He said he was sitting around on the bus and he was in the back seat and he saw this bloke get on and he had, you know, he's got the white hair and all that and he got on. And they thought, hang on a tick, is that Mr. Hudson at the front there? And he had a mate next to him, and they pointed to the front, and they said, is that Mr. Hudson? I think they went up to him at the end, and it turned out he was.
Incredible.
It's the weirdest thing, yeah, I know.
See, he's not going to stop talking about that for years.
Yeah.
The time he met Mr. Hudson on the 13A in Islington.
That is his claim to fame.
Yeah. What's your mate's name?
Jeff. I think it was Jeff.
You think it's Jeff?
I think it's Jeff, yeah.
Right, are you making this up? Because you would probably know your friend's name.
I'm not making this up, no.
Okay, so...
Is
his name Jeff or not?
Yeah, his name's Jeff.
Okay, good. Right, I'm glad we got that sorted out, and I'm so glad that amazing headline is true. Mr. Hudson still uses public transport. There it is right there, Cal.
That's it there.
Love you.
All right, love you too, bye.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Many Radio 1 listeners are now doubting the authenticity of that bloke's last story. And accusing him of making it up. Seriously, if you're going to make something up, why would it be my mate Jeff saw Mr. Hudson on a bus? That was Why would you do that? Block Party and Flux.
And now...
Ow! What's occurring?
I'm just looking up the 13A bus in Islington and I don't think it's a real route.
Well, brilliant. So not only did he make up Jeff, he made up the route of the bus. He probably doesn't even live in Islington.
But of all the people, why would you do it with Mr.
Know.
Hudson?
He just wanted to get on the radio, didn't he?
He's someone famous.
I know.
More famous, I mean.
Famous.
Obviously, Mr. Hudson is
He's
famous.
He's really famous. Hello, Mr. Hudson, if you're listening. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
I'm good, thanks, for you?
Have you ever seen Mr. Hudson on a bus?
I haven't, actually.
Have you not? Okay. I think you're lying. How are you today?
I'm fine, are you?
I'm good, yeah. You are unbeatable on this game. You're always on now.
I know, yeah. You know you're an established radio personality when your best mates are bored of listening to you.
Are they?
I think that's it. Yeah.
Have they told you this?
Well, no, but none of them can be arsed listening anymore, really.
Oh, that's nice of them. Hey, guess what? We've put your picture up online now, so expect thousands of, like, emails from hot girls and stuff.
Well, as per, really, then.
As per, yeah.
The email address isn't on there, it's just a picture.
All right.
What, so they've got to, like, track me down in person?
Yeah.
Well, no, they can email me and I'll just obviously pass them on to you.
All right. Well, you know, I trust your judgement, Scott, you know.
Yeah, I would. It's really complicated to get to the picture. You have to click on, like, five different things or something, but it's on there somewhere. Have a look.
Yeah, if you can find him on the website, then you deserve to meet up with him.
Yeah. If you can find Patrick, you get a date. I've realised, Patrick, we've been speaking for a while now. We don't know that much about you, so do you mind if I give you a couple of quick fire questions?
Yeah, shoot, yeah.
Okay, what do you actually do?
What do I actually do?
Yeah.
I'm at college at the moment.
Studying?
Studying English, history and politics.
Where's your college?
It's in Leeds, Notre Dame Sixth Form. Big
nice.
Up yourself. Yeah.
Big up yourself. Girlfriend or boyfriend?
Neither at the moment.
Okay. Favourite band or artist?
Like a bit of Oasis, Kasabian.
Favourite cheese?
Favourite cheese?
Yeah. This is important stuff.
What's that crumbly one? The white, is
feta?
It Cheshire? Yeah, Cheshire.
Oh.
Definitely.
Feta, Cheshire?
Same.
Cheshire, yeah.
Yeah.
Favourite dessert?
Favourite dessert? Bit of jam roly-poly doesn't go on me.
Old school, loving
yeah.
It.
Nice.
Beef or fish?
Got me beef.
Yeah. Song you do at karaoke?
Song I do at karaoke? Don't really have one, to be honest. I don't remember actually ever doing karaoke, but right. I suppose I'll be open to, like, a power ballad, sort of Meatloaf or something.
Beautiful. And yeah. Best moment of your life so far?
Well, obviously being on this show, without doubt.
Is the correct answer. Let's get on with the game.
Oh! What's a kitty?
I'm going to tell you a joke now. It's a good one.
Do I have to laugh?
What?
Yes, it makes him feel better if you do.
If you all could, right. Yeah. Doctor, doctor, I can't get to sleep at night. And the doctor says, well, try lying on the edge of your bed. You'll soon drop off.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. We went on to Stupid Street and we told them the first bit of the joke. Doctor, doctor, I can't get to sleep at night. Five people, how many of them on Stupid Street would guess what the punchline is, Patrick?
One.
One. Becky?
None. I've never heard that joke before. That's not to say it's not a good one, but I wouldn't know it.
You've never heard that joke before?
No.
Okay. So, the joke is, doctor, doctor, I can't get to sleep at night. Doctor says, try laying on the edge of your bed. You'll soon drop off. Let's see who gets it.
Oh!
Here are the lovely people of Stupid Street.
Doctor, doctor, I can't get to sleep. The doctor says...
Try these sleeping pills.
Right. Really wrong. Next one.
Doctor, doctor, I just can't get to sleep. The doctor says...
Sorry? I was having a nap.
But the doctor was having a nap.
Yeah. How ironic.
Good. Next one.
Doctor, doctor, I just can't get to sleep. The doctor said...
Here's some Viagra, I don't know.
Viagra?
Yeah, no.
Does that make you sleep?
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, good. No, that's wrong. Next.
Doctor, I can't get to sleep. The doctor says...
You're going the wrong way.
Best one so far. Next.
Doctor, I can't get to sleep.
Try sleeping on the edge of your wardrobe, you'll soon fall off.
Oh, so close.
Why would you sleep on top of your wardrobe?
I don't know, but it's drop off, you moron, not fall off. Idiot.
Try sleeping on the edge of your wardrobe, you'll soon fall off.
Wrong. So absolutely no points there. Nobody got it right, so Becky gets 1 point.
Yes.
Well done.
Oh, what's a kitty?
Next one. Patrick, you know Jonathan Ross?
I do, yeah.
Now, Gemma, who works in our office, spotted this one, so thanks, Gems. She was watching Friday Night with Jonathan Ross just last week. When's that on?
Thursday.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, Gemma noticed that Jonathan and his guests said, quite a lot. Now, they probably didn't do it much more than any other TV show, but you know when you just notice it? And then,
once you start noticing it, that's it.
That's it.
You just can't hear anything else.
It's a simple question. On Friday Night with Jonathan Ross, how many times on the show did they say, Patrick? He's a joker, isn't he?
I'm going to go with 40.
40? Becky?
39.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Jonathan Ross and his guests.
We had an email sent to this show this week from Donna, Jonathan said that I won the prize to Sal and your husband.
Oh.
And you're meant to...
No, it's like being at home.
Once again...
and I went for a brunch with him.
I think you find that was a work of genius. Thanks, when I don't speak.
It was more than 40.
To be honest, I lost count, Patrick, but I'm going to give you the point because it was blatantly more than 40, all right?
Yep, cheers.
Okay, good.
Oh! What's the kitty?
Patrick, who's your favourite member of the Chris Moyle Show team?
I'm quite a Comedy Dave fan.
What about you, Becky?
I'm going to say Dom.
Right, Matt Fincham, anybody?
No. He's all right. I sit next to him, so he's all right.
I was hoping someone would say that because...
Matt Fincham.
Thank you, because he is the subject of the next situation on Oh What's Occurring. Now, we got Matt, everybody's favourite member of the Chris Moore Show team, in this studio earlier, and we blindfolded him, and we asked him to name as many famous people with the name Matt that he could within 1 minute. To make it a little bit more challenging, though, we threw things at his head and stuff. So my question to you, while being really distracted by us, how many famous people could Matt Fincham name while we generally annoyed him? In 60 seconds. Becky.
Ten.
Patrick.
I was going to say 10. I'll go one less and go with 9 then.
Ooh. Let's find out. Here's Matt Fincham distraction. Hi, Matt Fincham.
Hello.
Blindfold on?
Yes.
Ready to go? Okay. This is Matt Fincham Distraction. Basically, you've got a blindfold on.
Yes.
We ask you to do things in a certain category within 60 seconds while we do stuff to distract you, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go. Name as many famous people called Matt as you can in 60 seconds. Go!
Matt Damon.
Let's throw cuddly toys at his head.
Oh, Matt. this is furry. Matt Albright. All right. Is
now
that someone?
Flick water
Matt,
on his face.
Matt. Oh, it's wet. Yeah. Matt.
Let's
Matt,
chuck some monkey nuts
Matt
at him too.
Damon's mother. I don't know. Matt.
Now let's put some shaving foam
Matt,
on him.
I can't think of anyone else. Stop it! What is that?
More Matt, cuddly toys at the head.
Matthew Bannister, former Radio 1 controller. Stop getting out of my face! Is that 60 seconds? Okay. Matt. Stop it! This is wet! Matt. Was that. Right. Someone keeps hitting me with something. I can't think of anyone else. Sorry.
Yeah, that was the cuddly toy making that noise. Was it three?
Yeah.
We're not counting Matt Damon's mother.
No. We've really got Matt Damon, Matt Allwright off Rogue Traders, and Matthew Bannister off of old Radio 1.
Not really famous, but okay. Fair enough. Yeah, he's kind of famous. Okay, cool. Which means... Oh, don't start playing with that now, please. Oh, God. Don't throw it at me either. Oh, hang on. I've broken several things now. Oh, no.
It was frustration at not winning.
Sorry, I've broken the microphone. Good. Patrick?
Yes?
Speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yes. Good one. Well done.
Cheers, bye.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Still there, Patrick?
I am, yeah.
Were you really hoping it was going to be your last one today?
No,
are you
not
sure? Oh, you just didn't sound that happy about it, but I'll speak to you tomorrow. Sorry if this is becoming a bind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, do you want a really good new game to annoy your friends? Me and my flatmate have been doing this a lot to our friend who's called Rick. And every time we go out to the pub or to go and have some teas or dinner or whatever, it really annoys him because we always pretend it's his birthday.
Oh.
And every time he's like, oh, not again. So it's become a regular thing now because we see Rick, like, a fair amount. Like, a couple of times a week. Go to the pub or whatever, go for some food. And every time, me and my flatmate start the happy birthday to you. And then the whole pub or restaurant joins in, and it's brilliant. And then Rick has to go, yes, my birthday. People ask him what he's doing for the rest of his day. We've not had any cakes arrive yet. That's our goal.
Do you get free stuff for it?
No, but you just get people like clapping, cheering, joining in the happy birthday. Try it tonight. If you're going out tonight, right, just give it a try. Pick one of your friends, decide it's their birthday. This happens to Rick every week, he's used to it now. And then just start up the chorus of happy birthday to everyone in the pub or the restaurant will join in. That's a fact.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Jeanette. Where are you?
In the pub in Lincoln.
Okay, are you ready to play the birthday game?
Yes.
Okay, so who's your friend whose birthday you're going to pretend it is?
She's called Helen.
And she doesn't know you're doing this?
No, not at all.
And who else have you let in on this?
My friend Kimberly.
Okay, right, so you and Kimberly are going to pretend it's Helen's birthday and just start a chorus of the birthday song.
Yes.
Okay, set the scene. Where are you right now?
I'm just stood around the corner, but we're the three of us are sat in a booth in the restaurant part of the pub.
Oh, you're in the restaurant bit, okay.
Yes.
Is it busy?
Fairly busy, yeah, because it's tea time.
Okay, right. I think the birthday song needs to be fairly loud so everyone can hear it and join in.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so if you just want to go and sit back at the table where Helen is.
Yeah.
And then just start up the happy birthday with Kimberly.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Keep the phone on, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Keep going.
Happy birthday, dear Helen.
Happy birthday, Helen. What's Helen doing now?
She started to sing along.
Oh. Did anyone else join in?
No, everyone's just looking at us like we're a bit weird.
How embarrassing for you.
Yeah.
The idea was that the whole pub or restaurant joins in, but that didn't actually happen.
Yeah, no one's actually looking, I'm sorry.
All right, just getting some weird looks.
Yeah.
Great,
yeah.
All right. Thanks for your help.
Thanks, Scott.
Love you.
Love you, bye.
So Helen just started singing along to her own imaginary birthday song. Is that allowed?
Are you meant to sing a lot? I don't know.
I don't think I've ever sung happy birthday to myself. But then she wasn't to know because she didn't know it was her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
See? So, yeah. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Normally everyone joins in. That's obviously just a weird pub. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Now, I really hope that Lee in Bristol isn't being sarcastic when he says, you deserve a Sony Award for that. There was a bit of a fail on the birthday game, I'll admit that. But what they should have done, maybe, is instead of that pub in Lincoln, try TGI Fridays. It works in their retreat, the birthday game, because they make you stand up, causing even more embarrassment, especially when it's not actually your birthday. And they give you balloons and stuff as well.
Is that where you go to do yours?
What, my imaginary birthdays? I used to have every birthday in TGI's back in the day.
Did you?
Yeah.
How many years running?
About four.
When did you stop? Last one or the one before?
No, I think I was about 16 when I stopped. But it was
a couple of years ago then.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago. Yeah, it was a bit of a treat actually. I regret not playing the birthday game in there now. If only I'd known about it sooner.
I've never been there and not seen someone have a birthday.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
It was like three or four.
But I think they're real ones. But what I'm saying is, you do get like the full proper birthday treatment if you want to totally embarrass somebody if you're playing the birthday game, and that would be the place to go. I think. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Frankie and Benny's also a good place to play the birthday game because they've got some weird kind of pre-recorded happy birthday song, which they'll probably put on if you start just singing randomly happy birthday. Mike in Nottingham works really well at Hooters, he says. I've been to that Hooters, actually.
My friend's been there once by mistake.
In Nottingham?
Mm.
Why?
Because he was going...
How can you go to Hooters by mistake?
Well,
it clearly says Hooters on the door.
No, because...
You know what you're getting.
No, he didn't. We just finished university and he was going for a job at a radio station in Nottingham. And he went in there for lunch before it because he thought it was just an American diner.
Right.
I remember him texting me going, I am in this really... This place is not what I expected it to be and I've got a job interview in 20 minutes. What if someone sees me?
Hilarious. Where have you been? Yeah, just had lunch in Hooters. Apparently, they do like a game in Hooters where they what?
I don't know why the Hooters just makes me laugh.
Where
just makes me want to go.
The girls do a cheerleader song for you and make you down a pint. Excellent. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. And that was Scouting for Girls, and this ain't a love song, it's our record of the week. And now, there are less than 4 million seconds until you can download that track. I know this because of the handy countdown clock that is ticking away on the Scouting for Girls website at the moment. Becky, are you seriously emailing Roy from the band?
Yeah.
Saying what?
Say, hey Roy, it's Becky here from Scottshirt Radio 1. We've got your single as record of the week, and it's good, but... I'm not sure about the countdown clock on your website.
Is there a problem with the font that you've got?
It's just a bit dull.
Right. Is it the standard Arial font that you're not...
It's just too small, and it's ticking down too fast.
What font would you prefer? Wingding?
Well, it's in, like, font 11 at the moment, and I need at least 14, and it's just going, like, really fast, ticking down.
Such a geek. Sometimes. Anyway, hi, Roy. He might be listening. You don't need to email him, but, yes, we do have Roy Stride's personal email address. No, I'm not going to read that out.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1
Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.